From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The judge in Governor Eric Greitens' felony invasion of privacy case is ordering some participants to stop talking about witness testimony and belief in the governor's guilt or innocence. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson placed restrictions on what parties, attorneys, and witnesses can say publicly, particularly to the media. This ruling comes after Greitens' defense filed a motion featuring deposition testimony from the governor's former mistress. She's quoted as saying she may have seen a phone that allegedly took a semi-nude photo of her without her consent in a dream. The woman's attorney contends the filing misrepresents his client's words during the multi-hour deposition. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner and Greitens' defense attorneys declined to comment after the hearing, citing Burleson's decision. Burleson provided no opinion about whether the order prevents the governor from responding to a House committee report on his conduct that's set to be released on Wednesday. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Some Columbia High School students may be subject to sobriety tests at their upcoming prom. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that all Rockbridge High School students attending prom on April 28th must take an alcohol breath test before entering the dance. The test will also be available at Battle High School's prom on April 21st and Hickman High School's prom on May 5th. Both of the high school's principals say the test will only be administered if a student is suspected of being drunk. Superintendent Peter Stiebelman says Rockbridge's student council suggested a prom sobriety checkpoint to school administrators after some students showed up drunk to a fall dance. He says school officials will call a student's parents to pick them up if they fail the breathalyzer test. A student-run program on MU's campus met a large financial goal a year early last weekend. In 2014, Mizuthon made a five-year pledge to raise $1 million for the neonatal intensive care unit at MU Women's and Children's Hospital. The program met that goal 1 year early after raising more than $300,000 during Saturday's 13-hour dance marathon. Kristen Fritchie is the coordinator of Children's Miracle Network at MU Women's and Children's Hospital.
Because of the fact that we are seeing babies that are born earlier or they're born sicker, and we have about 500 transports that come from other hospitals to our hospital every year, we need to have an expansion of our NICU. So this money is a huge help to that.
Mizuthon is currently working with the hospital to determine a plan for more fundraising. Missouri will receive more than $100 million in federal funds for disaster relief in response to severe flooding across the state during the past few years. The money, announced today by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, is part of a community development block grant. A little more than half of the money, $58.5 million, will go towards fixing bridges, roads, and other rebuilding projects. More than $41 million will be used for preventative measures, such as demolishing structures that have repeatedly flooded. Governor Eric Greitens said in a news release that some community projects have already been approved. The money was appropriated by the budget deal Congress passed in February. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.